Well, with restrictions opening on up, as I've been mentioning, tomorrow's Father's Day may actually feel, you know, relatively normal. A great time to get together with dad, perhaps even a hug if you dare. But let's not forget about those who are unable to hug their dads anymore because they're no longer with us, right? There's two sides to this day. Father's Day can turn from, let's say, celebration to grieving. Janet Fanacki is the creator and host of Resilient People. It's a podcast where she shares conversations with regular people from around the world who are admired for their resilience. And her personal story revolves around losing her husband of 21 years and father to her children in the year 2020. So tomorrow, of course, hits very close to home. She joins me right now. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on. This is the second year without your husband, but Father's Day still has to be tremendously difficult for you and your kids.
It is. It's, you know, it's another one of the trigger days that I talk about that happens throughout the year. You know, it's like Christmas, it's birthdays, it's anniversaries, it's Mother's Day and now Father's Day tomorrow. So it's, you know, preparing for days like tomorrow kind of starts even weeks in advance.
So you've started doing this podcast, and I'm just curious, you know, out of your grief, what made you turn to do a podcast and connect with others that are maybe sharing similar stories to your own?
Well, it started when Adam and I were spending a lot of time in the cancer center, and being people watchers, we would oftentimes, you know, talk about, you know, the people that were just walking by. Sometimes they were alone, sometimes they were family members. And it got me to thinking about not just cancer patients, but how do people in general deal with things that are really difficult in life? And, you know, oftentimes we're citing the celebrities that are giving us advice, but I'm more curious about regular people. How do they cope with things? You know, who do they keep around them for support? What are the things that they do on a daily basis to keep them in a positive mindset? So Resilient People came from knowing a few people in my own life who I really admired for their resilience. And I started conversations with them and said, you know, could I publish some of the stories? And it started as a website. And the stories grew and grew. People on Twitter would write me about their own stories. And I found it incredibly inspiring and very cathartic because I was at a point in my life where I was really looking to just surround myself with positive, strong-minded people. And then the podcast just flowed from that. I met a great team of young women who are starting a podcast company. And through that, we've had Resilient People on now for a few months. And it's really been growing. I've been hearing some great feedback from people on the stories that I'm sharing.
So you're sharing these stories and you're also kind of sharing recommendations. I mean, they definitely come from your own experiences, but as you mentioned, tomorrow could be a trigger day. And by the way, we're speaking with Janet Fanacki, who's the host of Resilient People. It's a podcast where she chats with people that are admired for their resilience. She has lost her husband a couple of years ago. With a trigger day coming up tomorrow, what do you recommend for people that are going through a similar situation to your own?
I would say, for starters, turn away from social media. Tomorrow is going to be filled with posts of people who are, you know, spending lunches on patios and with their husbands, with their fathers. It's difficult to see because you don't have that person in your life anymore to be hugging or cheering with, and it's going to be tough. So turning away from social media would be a big one. Watch what you're watching on television because, you know, oftentimes, you know, you could be starting off thinking that you're going to watch something about, you know, dads and kids, and I would not recommend that. I think it might be very difficult. Practice self-care for the day. Do whatever feels right for you. You know, if it means, you know, taking a bath and, you know, listening to music for the day or just gardening or whatever, you know, just divert your attention to something else that makes you feel good, that brings you some joy. Tap into virtual communities. You know, if you don't have people around you that you can spend time with, you know, maybe there's something virtually. Facebook groups is a great place for connecting with people. You may not know them personally, but they've all gone through something similar to what you're going through. And all you have to do is search Father's Day grief, and a lot of stuff pops up. And then keeping positive people around you, lean into that positive community that that you have. And, you know, for friends who are looking to help, offer to do a Zoom call with somebody that you think might be grieving, might be struggling tomorrow, or just stop by to spend some time together. And if they're not ready to spend time with you, drop off something on the porch. You know, it's amazing how little gestures like that go such a long way.
Well, that's great. That it can very well be a difficult day for people tomorrow. So we appreciate the recommendations. And it's resilientpeople.ca where the podcast is located, Janet?
That's right. We're everywhere, Apple, Spotify, wherever people listen to their podcasts. But the easiest way is just to go to resilientpeople.ca and that'll take you there.
Excellent. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Jason.
Janet Fanacki, the creator and host of Resilient People. It is a podcast. And the reason why we're having her on is, of course, because tomorrow can be, as she said, a trigger day. You know, a joyous day for some, but, you know, if your dad is no longer here, especially if that is something's fresh. I mean, there have been certain people that I know, actually someone that works in the media that I know is going to have a very tough Father's Day, a friend of mine who lost his dad very suddenly due to COVID-19. And I mean, I'm sure that is not a removed scenario with all of the people passing from COVID and the tragedies that have happened. That is definitely going to be felt tomorrow. So tomorrow can be a trigger day. Hopefully it is okay for you. Take time out. Maybe raise a glass of your pop's favorite drink and share that with him. And know that he is watching if he is no longer with you here. So my thanks to Janet for joining me and sharing her thoughts on self-care. Self-care was kind of funny when she mentioned that. Because it's funny. It's such a different thing for my lady friend always talks about self-care and she's having a day of self-care. I'm like, what even is that? What am I going to do? Take a bath? No, I'm going to take a 5-minute shower and get out of there. I don't need to have a bath. But very different perspective, the male and female perspective on. I guess self-care for me would maybe be drinking a few fine craft beers. That is my self-care and getting a nice little buzzy feeling on. That would make me feel as good as maybe a bath and a glass of white wine would do. A glass and white wine for the lady friend, beer and baseball game with hopefully the Jays winning would be my version of self-care.